Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to SRF Limited Q4 and FY16 earnings conference call hosted by Ambit Capital Private Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. If you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ritesh Gupta. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi, good afternoon all. We have SRF management with us to discuss Q4 FY16 and FY16 results. Management is represented by Mr. Anoop Joshi, President, CFO, and Company Secretary, Mr. Rahul Jain, Senior Vice President, Treasury and Corporate Controller, Mr. Mukund Trivedi, Head of Corporate Communications, SRF Limited. Now I'll ask Mr. Anoop Joshi to take over and give his opening remarks.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Mukund Trivedi, and I thank you for joining us on SRF's Q4 and FY16 results conference call. We will begin this call with brief opening remarks from our President, CFO, and Company Secretary, Mr. Anoop Joshi, following which we'll have the forum open for an interactive question-and-answer session. Before we begin this call, I would like to point out that some statements made in this call may be forward-looking, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the earnings presentation before shared with you earlier. I would now like to invite Mr. Joshi to make his opening remarks.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Quarter 4 Financial Year 16 results call of SRF. I thank you, everyone, for taking the time out to participate on this call. I will initiate my maiden call with a broad overview and key highlights for the quarter and financial year 16. I will also give you an insight into events that have had an impact on our businesses. I would like to keep my initial remarks brief so that we can have a detailed Q&A discussion to address your queries and concerns. At the outset, we are pleased with our financial performance for the quarter and year under review. Considering the fact that the overall economic scenario continued to be weak, most of our businesses performed well, while some were adversely impacted largely due to external factors. Low crude oil prices had an adverse impact on the revenues of some of our businesses. Additionally, subdued demand and the one-time disruption of production in Manali plant due to floods in December 2015 had an adverse impact on the overall performance of technical textile business. Despite the same, the two of our business segments, the chemicals and polymer business and the packaging film business, delivered strong results. We have been able to register steady top-line performance and post a 40% increase in PAT during financial year 16. This has been possible largely due to our focus on improving our cost efficiency, maximizing value-added products, and exploring new markets both in India and abroad. This reinforces our firm belief that diversified businesses across geographies are one of our key strengths. I will now give you a brief update on our key business segments. In the fluorochemicals business, we continue to remain market leader for refrigerants in India and further expanded our market share in HFC blends. Our exports for HFC 134a increased almost four times, and we entered eight new overseas markets during the year. In the HFC 134a replacement market, we not only remained market leader but also significantly improved our domestic market share. I'm also happy to inform that we commissioned our R32 facility during the quarter. The product is being launched in India and U.S. shortly. We also commissioned the HFC 134a pharma facility during the fourth quarter. As you would recall, we had announced setting up of a new manufacturing facility for HFC 134a pharma at Dahej post our acquisition of the Dymel brand from DuPont in December 2014. As part of the deal, we were supposed to shift the manufacturing from U.S. to India. I'm happy to inform that we have successfully established the facility. As many of you would know, our board recently approved an investment proposal for setting up a pilot plant to manufacture next generation refrigerant gas HFO-1234YF. This technological breakthrough will make us the first company outside US and Europe to develop and manufacture the next gen gas using indigenous technology. This reinforces our in-house R&D expertise and leadership in this domain. In our specialty chemical business, we witnessed a global slowdown of demand in the agrochemical space, which constitutes a significant portion of our customer base. As a countermeasure, we accelerated our efforts to grow our presence in the pharma segment, and that made a notable contribution. We continue to focus on growing the pharma side and are looking at newer geographies in US and Japan for pharma products. The economic environment for agrochemicals remains subdued. Moving on to the packaging film business, our packaging film business reported strong financial performance during the period. All our facilities operated above capacity. Our international units in particular, based in Thailand and South Africa, made significant contributions in only the second year of their full year operations. Our focus on enhancing product mix by adding new value-added products further contributed to the margins and profitability. As you are aware, our board in its last meeting on 10th May approved a capital expenditure proposal for setting up a BOPP film line and a metallizer in the existing domestic tariff area campus at Indore at a total investment of around 269 crores. Our aim is to emerge as one-stop shop for our customers, mainly in India. The proposed project will be the second BOPP unit for SRF. The first one was set up at Durban in South Africa in 2012. The project is scheduled to be commissioned in the last quarter of 2017-18. Also, the BOPET project that is currently being implemented remains on track and as per scheduled plan indicated earlier. Coming to the technical textile business, our top line performance, as mentioned earlier, was impacted not only due to lower crude prices, but also because of subdued demand, volatility in commodity prices, and disruption of production in our Manali plant due to floods in December 2015. But despite these hiccups, the business posted a stable performance. I'm happy to inform you that we have resumed normal operations from our Manali plant from April onwards. We managed to retain leading market position in nylon tire cord with a stable market share, despite the demand remaining soft and the radialization in bus and truck segment reaching around 36% during the year. The polyester yarn and fabric segment showed a turnaround with its new focus on yarn business for diversified industrial applications. We are also witnessing improving trend in our coated and laminated fabric segments. The coated fabric segment of our business in particular turned around during the year. The stabilization of hot laminated facility also contributed positively to the business performance in this segment. Moving on to financial figures, solid debt of the company increased from 2,345 crore in financial year 15 to 2,490 crore in financial year 16, an increase of 55 crores. The net debt of the company, however, reduced from 2,237 to 1,939 crore, a reduction of 290 crores. The major reason for increase of gross debt was on account of availing long-term debt for capital expenditure to be incurred in financial year 17. In conclusion, I would like to say that SRF is firmly on the path of transforming itself into a technology and innovation-oriented company across all business segments. Besides, we remain committed to continue to work towards enhancing our operational excellence, building customer advocacy, and enhancing our brand reputation. On that note, I conclude my remarks and would like to thank you all for joining us on this conference call. We would now be happy to discuss any questions, comments, and suggestions that you may have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question from the line of Jignesh Kamani from GMO. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations for a good set of numbers. If you take about on the working capital cycle, you witnessed drastic reduction in the receivable days and also a greater days has improved, so leading to sharp improvement in working capital cycle. So is it mainly because of products mix or how sustainable it is? And can you show some color on the segment-wise working capital cycle?
Working capital cycle, you mean?
Yeah.
Sorry, can you repeat the question? Your voice was not that visible.
Receivable days is reduced drastically in last 2 years. And if you take about our creditor days has also increased. So resulted our working capital cycle days reduced drastically in last 2 years. So just want to check this mainly because of the change in the products mix with higher sale of specialty chemical and also the lower crude price positively impacting the specialty chemical segment, or how sustainable, and also segment-wise, how is the working capital days individually so that in future we can find out how, if particular segment is moving in one direction, how the working capital will shape up.
The working capital is one of the most important part of for the management focus. And as we grow, yes, because in some of the business where the plants get set up, the plants are in operation, the working capital is likely to increase. But having a very, very direct focus on it to reduce it operationally and, you know, by having the terms which are better for us to realize the money better, and continued, focus on this area by the top management also, you know, has brought in a result. I don't think that this is a one time. This, to our belief, will be a sustainable reduction in the working capital going forward.
And what would be the segmental-wise working capital days, if you can, in terms of specialty chemical, fluorochemical, technical textile, and the packaging?
That's a detailed data I won't be having.
Check
with us a little later. Yeah.
Okay, no issue. And in inventory, if you take a packaging segment, we have witnessed sharp improvement profitably, particularly on the overseas subsidiary. So is anything to do... Is there any component of inventory gain since the crude price was very volatile in the entire year? And is there any component of a forex gain also since the currency was very weak in the South Africa?
South Africa, inventory has gone down is what you're saying?
No, I'm saying is there any inventory gain for the full year in the packaging segment?
No. So entire normal valuation. Of course, the commodity prices, to the extent that they impact your some difference between purchase price and the price prevailing at the closing, that will have some impact, but it's very marginal. It's not
so this kind of absolute profit is sustainable going forward also.
Yeah.
Because I was discussing with some of the other packaging company, they witnessed heavy amount of inventory gain in the first half of the FY16. Do not incur any inventory gain.
There is a little uptake, yes, surely it will, you will see in the next quarter in the actual realization. But we don't believe that it is going to be significant because throughout the year, the commodity cycles remain under pressure in the last year. And it has not improved that significantly going forward. So some marginal gain might come in, but it is not that significant.
Sure. And my last question on the, we incur close to 500 crore kind of capex. So can you distribute what was the capex allocation between the various segments? Last year we did roughly around 500 crore kind of capex.
Yes.
So what will the breakup between the technical textile, specialty chemical, fluorochemical and the packaging?
Last year about 250 crores was on our chemical business.
Okay.
And about 60 crores was in technical textiles. And the balance was other small capexes across the various other things. And about 40 crores was in chemical business when we capitalized that HFC 32, R32 plant in March, 32 crores for that, and about 9 crores for the purpose of, 9 crores for 32 and about 25 crores for HFC 134A farmer facility that we set up at the fag end of March.
And packaging, how much we spent?
Packaging, we, it is about last year?
Yes. Because of the CWIP cycle.
The actual cash you mean, because we didn't capitalize anything in the packaging film business, but we roughly spent about 300 crores of rupees in cash.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Chintan Modi from Motilal Oswal Securities.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, first of all, if you can give us a split in the chemical segment, like what was the revenue from HFC 134A, specialty chemicals and other businesses in within the chemicals?
See, we generally don't, we club, you know, the specialty chemicals and the fluorochemicals only in one segment, so we don't really keep a track. But, you know, one thing which was which is the most attractive part for the investors and, you know, the people are curious to know, I can just say that the specialty chemical business revenue have grown from about 570 crores to 720 or so in the last year, which is about 25 to 30% increase.
Great. And if you can share about HFC 134A also, it would be helpful.
HFC 134A last year, we sold something like about 4,200 metric ton produced and sold, and this time it is about 7,000 metric ton. We increased our market share. We increased our exports as many as four times, and we also increased our market share in India.
Okay. So, as you rightly pointed, like, exports have increased four times. Was there any one-off order that you executed, which I believe was of Walmart, was one order? And so, should we look at, for a year-on-year four-time increase in exports of R134A?
See, this was a very low base.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the four times increase should be seen in that light. Obviously, we have a constraint on our capacity also, how much we can sell and export, and the Indian market also continues to grow. So that is a call that we will take, where to sell, how much to sell, in which market, where we make more margin.
Okay.
So you can't assume that every year there will be a four times increase in the exports.
Right.
But Walmart order was, yes, executed this time also, and we continue to expect that this will get repeated maybe at a higher quantity going forward.
How much was the Walmart order, sir, if you can share? In terms of tons?
About 500 metric tons.
500 tons. And if you can also just split the 7,000 tons between total exports and domestic?
About 60% domestic, 40% export.
Okay, fine. Secondly, sir, on the packaging investment that we have announced on BOPP. Sir, historically, if you look at the packaging business, has been very volatile in terms of margins. So just wanted to understand, like, how does the company look at it internally, and what's your, overall outlook on the packaging business?
I'll just give you our take and internal thinking in the subject, because this question gets raised time and again.
Yeah,
we continuously keep on investing in this space. You would see from our results and the results of our competitors in the packaging space that the way we are operating in this space is quite different from our competitors. Now, our area of operation is more about value-added products, dealing with the organized sector, dealing with the MNCs, dealing with the leaders in the converting space, where they want to deal with somebody like SRF. And there's a lot of traction, and in fact, there's a lot of pull from the customers that why don't you produce all substrates wherever, it is possible, because you do our service levels, our sticky relationships with them, and our, ability to work with them closely in terms of, you know, the market price, the pricing structure, the long-term pricing and so on, is something that, you know, we find so encouraged, you know, even in the down cycle, so to say, at this point of time, as you are aware that we run all our plants more than 100% capacity, and it's a huge market, BOPP, you are all aware, and sell 30,000 ton, 35,000 ton, we don't find any big challenge in that, and we should be able to sell that in no time. And having got that comfort, having set up such a line in South Africa, and having sold within 2 years the entire capacity, we believe that BOPP as a substrate also is something that we can do well, because Indian demand in BOPP segment is also growing a lot.
Okay. But sir, what I'm trying to understand is, I fully agree with you that we may manufacture a lot of value-added products which ensure customer stickiness. But from a margin perspective, if we look at, you know, historically, it has been quite volatile. So like in some of the years, we have moved into negative territory in terms of margins. So what confidence, I mean, you get like, you know, these margins can be sustainable over a period of long time?
See, there is no denying the fact that this is a highly volatile industry. Mm-hmm. The margins keep on going up and down. But as I said, if there are opportunistic kind of customer base that you have, and you are dealing with more of the more of the customers for whom the price is much, much more important, your margins keep on going up and down that drastically. While our margins will also keep on going up and down. It would be denied, because ultimately it is a cycle which will play its role. But we can still hopefully make a margin on an average basis between 15 to 18% going forward. Maybe 1 year it is a little up, another year it's a little down, but that's a part of the business.
Okay. So that's fine. I understand that. But like, if you look at next 2 years, we'll be investing almost 625 crores behind packaging. So how much would we be investing behind chemicals during the next 2 years?
The chemical business, I think we have indicated earlier occasion also. Chemical business is to estimate the exact capital expenditure that we will do is difficult, but we intend to spend about within the vicinity of 200 to 250 crores every year, because the plants there are dedicated plants, smaller plants, multi-purpose plants, and you know, so they range something between 40 to 50 crores, small size plant. So, you know, beyond the point, the capability to invest in that segment may not arise, and we obviously don't want to unnecessarily spend in that money. So only to the extent that it can absorb that capex, we will continue to spend. It will have a first priority on our capex allocation. Let me say that. Because obviously, you know, the business which is giving better margin should have the first right of refusal as far as the capital allocation is available. But beyond that, packaging film also in overall analysis and with the kind of strategy with which we are working gives a reasonably good return over a longer period of time.
Okay. So for FY17, how much total capex should we expect? Total capex, 200 crores, I understand, from chemicals. And from packaging, how much would be there?
Packaging, you know, the two announced lines is 269 crores and 350 crores, which is, only some amount of that has been spent so far. The balance will be spent on a cash flow basis. But yes, this 300, 269, then another 250, maybe another 50 crores in technical textile business, if you add it up all, maybe about 900 crores or so.
So, Chintak, just to give you that perspective, this is Rahul Jain this side.
Yeah.
The overall expectation of cash flow on capex this year is anywhere between 600 to 650 crores. Because the BOPP line, most of the expenses will be happening next year.
Okay.
So roughly about 600 to 650 crores is what we will be actually spending as cash this year. Because there are certain projects that
which are in pipeline and going forward.
Okay, fine. And what about our debt? Should we be looking at repaying? Would we have enough cash flows then generation?
We have enough cash flow generation. If you see in the last year, we just missed by a crore. The total EBITDA was 999 crore on a consolidated basis, and that should be good enough for us to, you know, meet all the requirements internally.
we expect the debt to remain maybe at the same level or maybe 100, 200 crore rupees going down.
Okay, fine. Sir, just last question, then I'll come back in queue. One is, if you can just throw some light, like the total capital employed in chemicals business stands at 2,500 crores roughly. At this level, what kind of revenue that you can generate without doing additional capex? And secondly, within the segmental capital employed, if I look at, there is our unallocable spends have increased by unallocable capital employed has increased by 350 crores during the current year. So can also share like what was that amount spent for?
This unallocable one is the, you know, the long term debt that we drew just before in the last week of the March.
Mm-hmm.
Our capital expenditure. So a large number of the 350 crores, around 300 crores with the cash in hand. So that is what this unallocable is all about. And you'll have to repeat the other question that you wanted. What kind of revenue can generate that
current, capital employed of 2,500 crores in chemicals business, chemical business, what kind of revenue we can generate?
This is something between 1.2 to 1.5 times of the capital over a period of time.
Okay.
Even
okay,
that's obviously working capital, if you'll have to exclude for this purpose.
Okay. Fine, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Our next question from the line of Ranjit Sirumala from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and good to see you back in action.
Hi, Ranjit.
So my question is more on these specialty chemicals. And if you see, like you have indicated, we have added a couple of more customers in this particular year, or it would remain the same?
Yes, we have added a couple of customers and a couple of products, about seven, about six new products got added during the year.
Okay, and the contribution towards the pharma, or what's the mix between that, agri and pharma, if you can share?
Mix between the pharma and agri, agri is about 80% and pharma is about 20 to 21%.
The next, the how long would it take for us to get the CGMP approval? For the R134A?
It will be about 1 year, 12 months.
Okay, post that we can see a ramp-up happening in the pharma space.
That's true. I mean, 12 months it takes for us to create the, you know, the master files, have various rounds of, you know, purity testing and so on. After that, there will be another round of seeking the customer's approval. So by the time we get to sell the additional quantity, will be about maybe 18 months to 24 months.
Okay, and so on the final question on the refrigerant R22, can you share the revenues on R22 one?
As we don't separately share the revenue and all, the only thing is that we sold the full capacity, whatever we had, and there was a lot of traction this time around the early summer, and, you know, some kind of a ban on the import of pre-charged ACs in July 2015 provided some uptick in the margin on that, which has resulted in a overall better performance.
Okay, so there would be a realization would have been better in the domestic market?
Yes.
Okay, and so my final question would be on the MDC. We were expecting anti-dumping duty. So has it been imposed or it is still awaited?
Yes, it has been imposed, but, you know, for us, since we sell it a little bit, I mean, it doesn't have that kind of a very high impact on us. So some portion of, yes, it is good for us in that sense, and yes, does some positivity to us.
The numbers should reflect in the from 1Q onwards.
Sorry?
The positive impact should reflect from the 1Q onwards in this financial
year? Yes, yes, correct. Because only recently, I think the last month only, it has been imposed.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Dixit Mittal from Shipcom Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So, sir, can you repeat the top line from the specialty chemicals for the full year?
About 700 crores.
700, as compared to 598 last.
720 crores.
Okay, and last year it was around 598 crores, right?
That's right.
Okay, so any particular reason, sir, we slow down in growth in this segment? One is you mentioned agrochemical market is down.
Yes.
So do you what is the visibility that we may go back to our earlier growth rates in next 1 to 2 years, sir?
Sorry.
So what kind of visibility do you have? Can we go back to around 30-35% growth rates for next 2-3 years in this segment? As of now,
the what we see is aerospace continues to be under stress. We believe that at least for one more year it will remain under that kind of a stress. Going from 17 onwards, maybe there is some uptake and we return on the similar kind of a growth. But we as a company, we are targeting more towards pharma in these times and, trying to add more products and more customers on that side, expanding our horizon, going to Japan and US also. So we'll continue to do, this on this other sector, so long as this agro doesn't come back to its own forum. Having said that, we have added a couple of new customers and new products on agro side, which are doing well.
So any estimate, what kind of growth rate can we achieve in next 2 years, sir?
I would say 15-20%.
Okay. Because earlier we were guiding around 30% kind of growth rate. So
you're right, but, the market dynamics have changed. So, we need to, in terms of absolute numbers, that is what we see. Bottom line will depend on what kind of a product you have, what kind of margin you have in a particular kind of a product that we launch and the customers that we interact with.
Okay. And so secondly, in spite of our growth in profitability, we are not increasing our dividends for the last 2-3 years. So what is the thought of the management behind that? Because last 3 years, profits have doubled, but we are not increasing our payout ratios.
We believe we have, so long as we have a good reinvestment opportunities, we should look at that. But surely this is one point which is under consideration. Maybe the management will take some call going forward.
And so lastly, on this BOPP expansion, I understand like competitors like Cosmo Films and Jindal, they are also adding close to 1 lakh tons of capacity in next 2 years. So what is your view on the oversupply in the market? Because I think by the time your capacity comes in, I think there may be some problem of oversupply in BOPP. So what is your view, sir, on that?
See, both these markets have oversupply, be it BOPET or be it BOPP. And you have seen our performance in the BOPET, despite there being an oversupply, overcapacity, we have been able to sell our entire production, and that too at good margins. Because of our strategy of, dealing with the organized customers and the way we deal with them, we believe the same thing we can repeat for BOPP. And because by and large, the same customers have been asking us, why not to provide us the other substrate? And therefore, there's been enough customer pull as far as we are concerned. And therefore, we believe that to sell 30,000 in a market which is, 8 million is not much of a problem going forward for us.
Okay. And, sir, one thing in your segment-wise performance, if I see the unallocated expenses, that have increased from 4 crores to 26 crores this quarter. So is there any one-off in that, or how should we look at that?
Just a minute.
Is the question answered, Mr. Mehta?
No, actually, I think they're looking at that.
Last year, there are no one-offs this year. So that's why what has happened, the 20 crore number of an allocable went to 55 crore. So it has gone up now, 20 crore income net of the year.
Hello? Yeah, hi. Last year, there were some, one-off incomes, which obviously didn't get repeated this time. There were some sales there of properties. There were some, sale of the plant in the disposal of the, land in Dubai, SRF overseas. And obviously that is not a non-recurring item. Therefore, this 20 crore and 55 crore is what you're looking at.
Okay, so this 26 crore kind of figure will is the normalized one?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the queue, request to please restrict your question to 2 per participants. Our next question from line of Surya Patra from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for this opportunity. Sir, again, on the R134A, see, we have seen almost 50% kind of jump in the volume. What is the kind of scenario on the realization front, sir? Whether it has corrected meaningfully or how is it?
We, as far as domestic sale is concerned, we get premium over all our competitors. And obviously, the margin will improve as we keep on increasing the capacity utilization, because the plant, which was very less utilized last time around, we obviously, you know, when we increased our sale from about 3,000 to 4,000 to 7,000, the fixed cost gets allocated over a longer or a larger quantity. And therefore, overall, there's a margin improvement. And as I said, in India, we do command a premium because of our distribution network on 134A.
Just, can you add to that also, what is the kind of market share? You say that you have enhanced the market share for R134 in the country and you have added new countries. So what is the kind of visibility there that you are getting? Whether the volume growth, what you have seen this year, can be continued, if not in this extent, but whether it would be nearer to that? And if you can say something on the kind of market that you have added for your R134A?
See, obviously, you know, the last year being the low base, 134A volumes and everything increased, one can't expect the same kind of increase. And as I mentioned even earlier in relation to some other question, that there's a capacity constraint, that how much can we produce. So you can't continue to see that same kind of improvement going forward. But yeah, the overall margin may improve going forward, because we are expecting that some point of time U.S. will impose an anti-dumping duty on the Chinese products, which will pave way for us to charge maybe a little more premium to our sale to U.S. That is why we are not going whole hog as far as export to U.S. is concerned. We are waiting for that to happen. And then probably if the anti-dumping duty does get imposed on 134A on Chinese, in U.S., it will provide us good opportunity to make more margin and sell more.
And currently, what is the share of blends, this refrigerant blends, in our entire refrigerant business, sir?
It's only about 300 tons that we are selling as blends.
Okay. Next question is on R32.
You said
you have commercialized the plant, means you have commissioned the plant timely, and the sale will happen here in India and US.
Yes.
So can you just give us some sense that, okay, what is the kind of opportunity that you are seeing in the near term, and what is the kind of price and volume scenario that you are anticipating for this product, sir?
The R32 is a gas which is all the developing countries also use. Mm-hmm. Again, we may have a capacity constraint. Plant capacity, we should be able to sell only in the March it has been installed, and we are just, you know, grappling with where to sell, how much to sell, what kind of a pricing, the customers and so on. We'll have a better sense after maybe the first quarter of this year as to what is the market scenario. But whatever we produce, we should be able to sell. In any case, this is also used as a part of the blends, so we are also in that market, and through blends also we can export to some of the countries.
So, like, compared to other gas like R134, what is the price, comparatively, what should be the price point of this R32 in India and in US?
It's similar, because this replaces one another, no? There's not much of a difference between the two.
I'm talking, just one final question on the specialty, fluoro-specialty chemical revenue. So you mentioned something like the 720 odd crores kind of a revenue for that.
Yes.
Is it possible to say what is the kind of volume for the internals?
Volume, etc., is, you know, something very, very sensitive, because these are very specialized things that we do, and we don't keep a track of that volume, quite frankly.
Okay. Well, because last year it was something like 5,000.
See, volume is actually, it is misleading, because, you know, this depends on the kind of product that you have. The pharma may be quite different from agro. One molecule may be quite different from the another. So the like-to-like comparison is just not possible.
Okay.
These are very, very different products.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot. Wish you all the best.
Welcome.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to our participants to restrict the question to two per participant. Our next question is from the line of Jigar Jani from Edelweiss Broking. Please go ahead.
Thanks, sir, for taking my question. Just a couple of questions from my side. Your technical textiles margin saw a significant uptick quarter on quarter. Can you please clarify what were the reasons for those?
Sorry? Technical textiles margin?
Went up significantly quarter on quarter, right, from 5% to 12%. So what was the specific reason?
Quarter. Yes. December, you know, we had this flood in Manali, na? Therefore, this entire was a washout. Entire month was a washout for us. And that's why they, it is not strictly comparable. Because 1 month was completely lost, whereas in January, February, March, we more or less came on track midway.
Okay.
You are seeing the upside.
And do we expect these margins to sustain going forward next year?
Yes, it should be. It should be in the same vicinity because the technical textile business is by and large stable as far as NTCF is concerned, and you know the other businesses, our coated fabrics, our belting fabrics, and our laminated fabrics are showing some kind of a turnaround and increase in market share. So overall, we see that you know we should be able to sustain these margins going forward.
Okay, and sir, you said that your packaging film business is completely utilized, the entire capacity is utilized. So, the upcoming capacity next year, is there any capacity coming up next year or we could expect the revenues to pretty much remain around the same level for the packaging films?
You are saying capacity from the competitors?
No, your capacity, you said you are running all plants at full capacity.
Right? Our capacity for the BOPET that we announced last time, that is going to come up sometime in the month of March 2017, maybe slightly early.
Okay.
So, there might be some competing people also who might be coming up with the capacity.
Okay.
Our capacity is due to come up in March 17.
Okay. That's about it. Thank you very much, sir.
Welcome.
Thank you. Our next question is from line of Jasdeep Balia from Infina Finance. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon.
So what kind of asset turns would the company get in this BOPP capex of 260 crores on full utilization?
Just hold for a moment. Oh, 1.2 to 1.3.
On full utilization?
Yeah.
Got it. And so you referred to some value-added products that you will be manufacturing in your new BOPP plant. Could you just elaborate what kind of value-added products are you talking about and what kind of incremental contribution margins can these value-added products bring versus the current mix of the business?
See, BOPP is yet to be set up. It is a little, you know, far off. First of all, we need to set it up, stabilize it, and then only the second round could be the value-added product depending upon the demand of the customers and, you know, what kind of a product we are capable of producing. But I'm saying generally what I mentioned with reference to value-added product was our general philosophy that rather than getting into the vanilla product where we compete as a pure commodity with other competitors, our thrust is on going for value-added products. And going forward, the metallized and, you know, various kind of films, there are various variations, four or five kinds of films that we intend producing going forward. But as of now, it is difficult for me to say what exactly will be the component of that, what will be the margin and so on.
Got it.
It's a little far off.
So if I look at the returns which your packaging business has produced this year, so you've produced around 190 crore rupees of EBIT on 1300 crores of capital deployed.
Yes.
Which makes the pre-tax ROC in this business at around 13%, which is more or less like recovering the cost of capital. So would your new investments which you are doing, which is 300 crore in BOPET and this 260 crores in this BOPP line, would they produce better returns than the business is producing right now or it will be similar?
Which number you took? Can you repeat, please?
So I'm talking about
which number you are comparing? 1300 crore as capex?
sir, basically your packaging business has produced 190 crore rupees of EBIT, and the capital deployed in the business is 1300 crores this year.
Yes.
So the pre-tax ROCE in this business is close to 13%.
Yeah.
Correct. And which is approximately the cost of capital also on a pre-tax basis. So this business is just about recovering its cost of capital.
We have to see that right now, because it's a blended cost of capital that one needs to take in any case. And so long as we have a debt on our books of about 2,000 crores, we believe that we are far in excess of our, VAT. And it is making a positive contribution, and it has to be seen over a period of time. See, some of these capexes have recently been done. So obviously, the depreciation has not reduced that capital employed that much. So if you take a longer period of time, the ROC has to be taken on an average basis. This will be far in excess of 17-18%.
So let's look at it on average basis also. So last year was an exceptional year for this business, where the margins were at, let's say, historical highs. So if in that kind of year, if the business is generating 13% pre-tax ROCE, it implies that on average basis, it will be lower than this number.
So see, listen, there are recent investment in Thailand as well as South Africa. They are only 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for them to, they just got into 100% capacity utilization only in the second year, the last year. So you have to give them time, and there have been various exchange-related movements also, this way or that way.
Mm-hmm.
So that has also impacted. And also, we have repaid a substantial amount of debt out of, what we borrowed from IFC, in the international entity. I think we repaid as much as
$23 million.
And that has been repaid. So the cash generation is happening. So initially you need to look at cash rather than ROC. In the initial years, if you just start looking at ROC on the day one, obviously you will get numbers which is not really represented.
So, but we are looking at this number on 100% capital utilization basis. Is it correct?
Yes.
So then it's a... Okay, I got your point. So what is your target return on capital employed, let's say, in 3 to 5 years' time in this business?
Average 15 to 18.
Pre-tax. Is this a pre-tax number?
Yes.
Got it. And so this new investments that you are making, we can expect similar returns on that investment also, or they'll be higher because you referred...
About 5 to 6 years is the payback for the same, so you can expect the similar kind of...
And the point is that we also are investing in the same location, the DTA location. So there will be more synergies of the location that will come through over time.
But average will be still in the same range. You can go with the same average.
Thank you. Mr. Walia, would request you to come back in this queue as there are several participants waiting for their turn. We have the next question from the line of Ketan Thakkar from ASK Investments. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
I just wanted to get a sense on what was the cash capex we've done in FY16?
About 500 crores.
And so on the packaging side, so one is the 269 crore which is in DTA.
Yeah.
And what is the other 300 crore that is for the BOPEC?
There are many capexes which were in the pipeline. You asked how much cash we spent. There have been multiple plants on the specialty chemicals, on the fluorochemicals, on various others, TTB also, technical textiles. So, various, if you asked for the cash. So cash is what we told about 500 crores last year.
I'm asking about the capex going forward on the packaging side. One is 269 crore on DTA.
That's right.
And there is another capex that is there on the packaging side as well, right? Of 300 crores?
Which is 356 crores.
That
yes.
For what? Which facility?
That is for BOPET that was announced in the last board meeting, last to last. 356 crore was for BOPET, and this 269 crore is for BOPP. And both are being set up in Indore, DTA, domestic tariff area.
So BOPET capacity would be how much?
To say about 27,000, 28,000. Yeah. One line.
Sure. And so on this quarter in particular, there is an uptake of 20 crore in other expenditure. Is there any particular one-off there related to the Manali plant, or what would be the reason?
Just a moment.
Which one are you looking at?
Which number are you looking at?
So other expenses, 121 crore on the standalone.
Just a moment. Please hold.
We need to check on that.
Sure, sir.
Just give us some time. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Zeeshan Bhagwan from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, most of my questions have been answered. I have just one question. Sir, regarding this insurance money which you had claimed for the Manali facility, have you booked anything in this quarter or it will be booked in the subsequent quarters?
Yeah, we made a provision of about 4 crores in this quarter. In Q3, yes.
Okay. 3 crores?
Yes. 3.8 to be exact. I said 4 crores. In quarter 3, we have made a provision.
Okay.
For the, you know, normal reduction that they might have on the claim.
Okay.
It's a standard 5%
deductible. 5% reduction. Deductible.
Okay. Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have the next question from the line of Sangam Iyer from Shipcom Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So it's just a clarification just which I wanted to know. When you said guided for 15% to 20% growth, that was for the chemical specialty chemical segment that you said,
yes,
next year?
Yes, yes.
Other than the macro factor, I mean, what exactly is actually leading to this kind of decline in the expectation for the specialty chemicals that we are seeing here?
Worldwide agro is under pressure, that's what we are told, because of the climate change, because of the, you know, various reason relating to the soil, reason relating to, you know, more awareness about what kind of manures and fertilizers you use. So it's a very, very, very larger phenomenon. It will be difficult for me to exactly point out, but there's been a general trend that the agro is under pressure. All the companies are trying to do their best, how to increase yield, how to increase. But at the same time, there's a lot of awareness now whether how much negative impact it is having on the soil, on the, you know, crops, on the vegetation around it, on the entire environment and so on. And therefore, it's people are looking for more greener kind of, you know, agrochemicals and so on. People have become more aware about the organic things and so on. So there's been a general kind of, it's exactly very difficult because to point out. Maybe you guys who do this analysis on this front are better placed to pinpoint what exactly are the drivers and how they are going to improve going forward.
Okay. So this 15% to 20% that we are looking at, if you were to put a probability in terms of whether this would be more on an optimistic side or whether it would be a base case scenario that we are looking at?
I believe after a year at least. After a year at least, because 16-17 we believe there are no green shoots which we are able to see. Maybe 17-18 onwards we can see it coming back a little bit.
Okay, but then would this be a more a base case scenario that you're looking at, or is it more like an optimistic? How would you classify this as?
Optimistic, I would say. No, you are saying that it's a realistic scenario, that's what we believe.
Okay. And sir, one more thing. I mean, if I were to break down the last year's numbers, around 20% is coming in from 20% growth is contributed by the specialty chemicals segment, right? But we have grown the chemical segment by at almost, I think, 24% odd. So which were the other segments that contributed to this higher growth?
Polystyrene.
Pardon?
Roughly about 25.
Hello? So you are not audible. Hello?
Just hold on for a second.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you please repeat your question now?
I was actually looking at last year's growth rate in the chemical segment, which grew at almost, I think, 24 or 25%.
Okay.
Which 20% we can see that growth came in from, you know, the specialty chemical segment when it moved from 599 odd to, you know, 700 odd crores, right? Mm-hmm. So which were the other segments that contributed strongly to the growth?
The photochemical business is the other segment, which is a part of this. No?
Mm-hmm.
We said the R22 and the 134A and so on. That has also contributed similarly.
So how do you see that that growth coming through this year? I mean, since we have almost reached 7,000 odd tons levels, that's the limit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So from there onwards, how do you see the growth in that segment going through?
I guess we'll stand a better chance of maximizing our revenues and margin by exporting to U.S. So, you know, that is one which we are expecting. When it happens, how much it happens, we do not know. But yes, going forward, in any case, some capacity is still left out. We are unable to utilize 100% of our 134A capacity. So some that capacity, even if we are able to sell in India next year or export elsewhere, or if we are able to export to U.S., so much so better. So the growth will come in from that.
Okay.
Similar growth is likely to come from that.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Girish Patak from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. How much R22 did we sell for the year?
How much R22? It's now restricted. It's about 7,000 tons is what we sold R22.
This was all domestic?
Export also.
Both. Can you give the mix?
Sorry?
Can you break it up?
We won't like to. I think it's more or less 50-50 or 60-40 in that range.
60 domestic. Okay. And earlier you said, you know, 500 crores of cash capex in FY16. Can you just break it up into the three segments that we report in, technical textile, packaging and chemical?
65 crores in technical textiles, about 50 crores in packaging film business, and about 250 crores in chemicals business.
But this will not add up to 500, right?
And then there are some, you know, modernization, upgradation capexes, which also keep happening across. No? And, you know, about 70 crores we spent on this polyester film line that we are about to set up, which is still as a part of the, you know, capital work in progress. The line that we announced, BOPET, we have some advance against that. So add 70 crores on that account also.
Okay.
And I think it will make up.
Okay. And then for FY17, did you give a guidance for cash capex?
That we said that, you know, we will complete our BOPET film that we already set up, out of which 60 crore is disbursed. So that leaves another about 300 crores. To be spent on that, and then we'll have our normal 200 to 250 crores capex on our chemical business, and some capex maybe on technical textiles and some of the business, very maintenance.
Okay, so
it is about 300 plus 250, 550. It's about 600 crores or so.
Okay, BOPP capex that you just announced. This
That will also begin. So maybe a part of that 269 crores will also get spent in this year. Maybe about 100 crores, 150 crores.
All right. And what percentage of your packaging business is organized or MNC sales, and what percentage is spot?
Since we concentrate on value-added products and also, you know, mainly on export, export is the major. We sell about 20% in the domestic area, which is you can call unorganized. Even if a part of it, it's not entirely organized. But everything else, I would say between 80-90% is to organize. Maybe 10-15% could be to what you call unorganized.
And in this organized part of the business, is the pricing spot or is the pricing fixed for a period of time?
There are various models, you know. There are different models. There are price fixed models also. There are raw material plus models also. There are, you know, quarterly pricing range also. It depends on, you know, because these big customers, every customer has his view about, you know, the raw material costing about things. So we do it, we customize it according to the needs of the customers. And that is why these relationships are very sticky for us, and we believe that it's going to keep us in good shape going forward.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question from the line of Jignesh Kamani from GMO. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Sir, just want to check on the packaging segment. In last one and a half year, we already announced close around 630 kind of crore kind of capex. So have we earmarked in next 3 or 5 year how much kind of capex we plan to do on the packaging segment?
Sorry?
So if you take about in last close to 6 to 9 months, we can say announced close to around 630 crore kind of capex in the packaging segment.
Yes.
So have we any, can say, internal benchmark in next 3 or 5 years, what kind of maximum capex we can incur on the packaging segment?
See, the principle is very simple for us, the capital allocation. First, we will go for the specialty chemicals to the extent it is required and to the extent it can absorb the capex. Thereafter, we will look at the packaging films because we believe it's a growing business. It is internationally growing at 6% and in India it is growing at 12 to 13%. So it's a growth business for us. And if to the extent that the capital is available for us, on a very, 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 so to say, on a conservative basis, after due evaluation, how much we can pre-sell. In fact, to the extent that there is a pull from the customers are demanding only that much capacity. Because we are not in the business of, you know, expanding left, right, and center. We don't want to keep on, the capacity getting added one by another. So there is no plan as such. It will be more of a tactical, and at that point of time, what is the overall scenario, what is the demand pool, what is the customer outlook, what is our own, you know, bandwidth should be available in terms of setting up a project and ability to sell. All these factors are considered. There is no plan as such that this much I will spend in the packaging film business.
Sure, but if you take about say FY18 or 19 onward, we will generating anywhere between 800 to 1000 crore kind of operating cash flow once there will be healthy ramp up on the chemical segment and also some of the packaging segment revenue will start. And as you mentioned, we don't need more than 300 crore on the specialty chemical. So then we will left with anywhere.
No, I mean, quite frankly, as of now, what we have been observing in the last couple of years, 250, 300 crores every year is what chemical business can absorb. God knows tomorrow something can come up our way, some opportunity can come up for acquisition, something else can happen. If the capital goes there, it goes there.
No, that's fine. But so annually we will, if you take about extra specialty chemical, we'll be generating 500 to, you can say, 700 crore kind of free cash flow. So then significant part will go to packaging because, as you mentioned, there won't be any option available apart from that to invest.
Not necessary, but yes, that will be considered because we believe in this space we are creating our own identity and we have created a value creation model which is quite different from others. So why should we not take an advantage of it?
So probably then we see that maybe 600-700 kind of capex and packaging every 3 year, 4 year kind of interval.
You are putting words in my mouth. I'm not saying anything. I'm saying at an opportune time, whatever is the best available opportunity for us, maybe that we declare a dividend, return money to the shareholders. Who knows? Maybe we return our, reduce our debt, which is standing at 2,000 crores. So there are various options available.
Sure. Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the floor over to the management for their closing remarks. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you all for participation and asking questions. This was my first call. I hope I've been able to attend to your queries. If there are still some gaps, you can always reach out, maybe write a mail, seek some specific clarification. We'll try and give to the best of our abilities. We'll try to be as transparent as possible and still, you know, maintain the confidentiality wherever it is required. So thank you all for participation and raising some good questions which set us to thinking. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Ambit Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.